Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And a win is a win is a win, Mark. But what would you say about the game as a whole?
You know, in the NFL, these things tend to come down to the wire. And I thought going into this one, you don't want to make it a situation where Caleb Williams has the ball late with a chance to win. But that's exactly what it turned out to be. And I've kind of semi-nicknamed this team the H-Town Heartstoppers because they do it to us a lot. They had a lot of these types of games last year where they needed a big stop or a big drive to win. And here they were again needing a big stop at the end of the game, and they got it, 4th and 17. Bears don't make it, and the Texans come away with a 2-0 start for the first time in 8 years. So any which way you could get that done, I thought was going to be good. I know it's Sunday Night Football. You want to put on a big show, whatever. Look, it's a win. You got it. You move on. Now you face a 2-0 Minnesota team.
In the second half, there weren't a lot of points. However, the defense really started dominating, really on both sides, some great defensive plays. But how did you see the Texans put pressure on the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams?
Well, he got out of a lot of pressure situations, too. I think a lot of other quarterbacks, you know, they sacked him 7 times, but I think it could have been 8, 9 with a bunch of different quarterbacks in there, different types of quarterbacks. But Williams is so slippery, able to get out of trouble time and time again. They want to get pressure with their front four. Everybody does. I know that. But they would send 5 from time to time, and that really kind of made the difference. And it was jailbreak on several occasions. And Williams was still able to wiggle out of trouble sometimes, but they got to him. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, who's seen him or seen the Bears plenty of times as a member of the NFC North. And I just think that they're getting good play from the interior. Mario Edwards and Foley Fatakasi, that was the talk of the offseason. Were you going to be able to replace Malik Collins, Sheldon Rankins? Well, they have, because they're very effective against the run so far in these first two games, and they want to keep that going.
I'm glad you mentioned Danielle Hunter. He was a captain for a long time with the Minnesota Vikings. What has he meant to this defense so far?
You know, it's funny with him because in the playoff win they had at home against the Browns last year, Hunter came to the game. He's from Houston, and he came to the game as a fan, really, as a spectator, and he really loved the atmosphere. He ends up signing with the Texans, obviously, and to see him go off like this in his hometown was really special, and you hope for a lot more of it. He's one of the many leaders on this team, Amy. When you look up and down the roster defensively, you already had Jimmy Ward here from last year. You bring in Azeez Alshire, who's basically like a D'Amico Ryan's clone as far as personality and the effect he has on his teammates, and several other guys. I mean, I don't want to leave people out, but they're all playing well together. I think these guys genuinely enjoy each other. They like to be around each other. And I think it makes a difference when you're trying to win games late, especially. D'Amico Ryan's has created the kind of atmosphere here that people want to be a part of, whether you're a player or an assistant coach.
And I heard Will Anderson say in an interview following the game on Westwood One, now he's 23 years old, that Hunter has meant so much to him already because of what he's learning from the veteran, but also because of how much energy he brings on defense.
He brings a ton of energy. Now, when you interview Hunter, you're not exactly getting the Howard Stern show, right? He's kind of a quiet guy, but his play is loud. It speaks for itself. And he runs sideline to sideline. He runs like a linebacker. The guy's amazing from the edge. And, you know, Will Anderson Jr. is off to such a terrific start in his career. He just fits in with everybody. You know, Will can fit in any group, any situation. And, you know, this locker room, like I said, is very tight, and Hunter's a part of it.
We're excited to have Mark Vandermeer on the show for the first time this season. Longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans. Starting out 2-0 after getting this victory on Sunday Night Football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So much is made of the weapons around C.J. Stroud. I know they weren't able to run the ball as much against the Bears defense, but where do you see the greatest growth in him from the time he showed up in Houston?
The greatest growth, you know, it didn't happen immediately in training camp last year or in the preseason games. You saw flashes, but by week two in the second half against the Colts last year, you saw him really start to connect with people and make some throws that indicated that he was not just a rookie, that he had a wisdom beyond his years on and off the field. And I think, you know, when I look at growth, you just want to see the evolution. You want to see him continue to get better and recognize that people are going to start giving him different looks, try to confuse him. I don't think they've really been successful at it yet. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, told him last year, hey, it's not going to happen in year two. It's happening already. You're seeing different stuff. So it was happening as the year was progressing last year, having maybe the greatest rookie passing season ever. I know not yardage total-wise, but just effectiveness and what he did with the team and bringing them to the playoffs and winning a playoff game. And now you're off to a 2-0 start. He played great last week. He played well enough this week. I know they weren't perfect. Like you said, they didn't run the ball as well as last week at all, but they got the job done when they needed to. That turnover inside the five was really costly because the Bears converted that into points, and all of a sudden it's a one-score game again when you're about to run away with it. Like I said, they've been in many of these situations, and he's always calm, cool, collected. And I just believe that you're looking at a five-year veteran here who's an elite player more than you're looking at a second-year quarterback and a guy you're wishing would just develop. He's already developing. He's already well on his way, and it's fun to be a part of it.
What do we know about Joe Mixon after this game?
Joe came back into the game after getting his ankle or whatever it was injured, and it was great to see him come back. And one thing I wonder is if you had to run the ball, if you were behind, how would you have handled the situation? Because Joe Mixon is a three-down back. You can use him on any down. He's going to be effective. I don't know how effective with the ankle, but we didn't really have to find out much. So this week, I'm sure they'll be waiting to see, and I presume it's the ankle, waiting to see how he does as we progress here, because you definitely want him next week in Minnesota. They went without Damian Pierce tonight. Cam Akers looked good. He was their leading rusher tonight, but he had the fumble. So I don't know how they're going to handle it, but they'll handle it somehow, Amy.
There are some veterans that have been inserted into this lineup. Stephon Diggs, really the headline maker in the offseason. Where does he fit in with the other guys?
I think he fits in great. He likes, again, he likes being around these guys. He's such a teammate. They're always yucking it up, and they're always talking ball, but you just feel like it's a great camaraderie they have. I think Diggs, there's no doubt he's going to be effective as the season goes on. I know tonight was not exactly a bonanza of passing yards for everybody, but Nico Collins is the guy. He's back-to-back games for over 100 yards. He catches his first touchdown tonight. Diggs had two touchdowns last week. They're spreading the ball around. They haven't even gotten Tank Dell going the way they're going to, because you know he'll be heard from. So they've got weapons galore, Amy. I mean, Dalton Schultz has not done much yet, but it's not like basketball where you expect somebody to take the ball and score it. You know, he's got to get thrown the football in key situations, and there's so many different places for C.J. Stroud to go with the ball that you understand that not everybody's going to have a career year this year. It just feels like it's going to be hard to do. Last week, I felt like everybody had a good game. Tonight, it was a little harder to get against the Bears, but you expected this from the Bears. Matt Eberflus can coach defense. They've got good players. Those linebackers are vicious, and the Bears got after it. So you got the 19 points, and you got the win.
What else stands out to you about the offense and how it might be able to generate more yards, more points as they move forward through the season?
Anytime you can run the ball better, that's going to help your cause. I think with Fairbairn, it enables them to think, all right, we can get to the outer rings of Saturn and get three at least. And that does affect a team's play-calling mentality. You know, he's the first kicker in NFL history to have three from beyond 50. I think it was five from beyond 50 in the first two games, and now he's 7 for 7, six of them from 50-plus. The short one is 47. So that's what kind of year it's been for him so far. I think he's one of the MVPs here because you look at the margins. They won by 2 in week 1. They win by 6 tonight. Where would they be without this place kicker, right? So I love seeing it. I think that he's a valuable weapon. You know they want to do more. And you mentioned how are they going to do more. I think it'll happen. Coach Boone said, and remember the Titans, it's like Novocaine. Give it time, except this is over the course of several weeks. Give it time. The offense will come around. This is no easy task. We all know that. The NFL, you know, you look around. I always tell fans, look around the league. This is hard. Look, you know, the Chiefs had to do everything possible to get a win and go to 2-0 today. Texans, same thing. They go to 2-0, and they'll take it from here.
How excited is the fan base coming off of last year's AFC South title and the success in the playoffs?
They're super pumped up. The expectations are sky high. I haven't heard all the immediate reaction yet to this game, and I'm wondering if people think, well, they should have won by more, should have, could have, would have, or whatever, but you win, and that's all that matters, and you win in a variety of ways. If you're capable of doing that, you can go far in this league. If your defense is capable of holding an opponent to 13 points, you can do a lot of business in this league. So the fans, look, they're sky high for this team. They are so pumped up. DeMeco Ryan, C.J. Stroud, those two alone, what Nick Caserio has been able to do. The McNairs have never been more popular. Cal and Hannah out in the parking lots before the game, they were mobbed by people. They just wanted to go out to a tailgate and have a nice time. Well, they just got a crowd around them that was unbelievable. So the times are good right now, and you want to keep rolling with those good times, and the way to do that is to keep winning. And I think they've got the tools to do it here. D'Amico's culture is fantastic, and that's a big contribution to the winning effort.
Mark Vandermeer is with us following Sunday Night Football. Texans out to a 2-0 start and already have a big jump on the AFC South. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Mark, you had a chance to see the Colts last weekend. No other team in this division has a win yet. What's your reaction to that?
That's a surprise to me. I was surprised the Colts weren't able to do more against Green Bay, and I got to give Matt LaFleur a ton of credit because he got Malik Willis ready today. It wasn't like he had to throw for 300 or something, but he was effective. He did the job for them. Their defense played great, and I think the Colts, they're so talented, Amy, but defensively they've given up over 200 yards rushing in each of their first two games, which is so not them. With that front they have with Buckner and Grover Stewart, those guys on the edge, I know they had injuries, but that surprised me a lot today about what Green Bay did to them. Jacksonville, the Browns' defense was eating today. I mean, they were fantastic, and Jacksonville had trouble scoring, even though the Browns didn't do much on offense, didn't matter, and the Titans are just a work in progress. Will Levis, you know, I work with John Harris and Andre Ware in the air. They call it the Will Levis experience because you're going to get a little bit of everything. You're going to get some amazing throws, runs, and some picks and things like that, and fumbles or whatever. So he's still learning, and it's tough. You know, it's tough to learn with these young quarterbacks. You'd rather learn while winning like the Texans are, but Stroud is he's at another level, and you just don't know until you know with a lot of these players till they get to this pro level. Are they going to be able to perform, and are they going to improve week to week like Stroud has? And that's made a big difference, obviously, as opposed to some of the other teams with young quarterbacks.
the early part of the Texans' schedule now features a road game at the Vikings, but then home to the Jaguars and the Bills before they hit the road again. What do you think?
There's a good opportunity, but a lot of people thought, well, the Bears, you know, you're big favorites, you should do fine. Well, look what happens, right? You're playing these teams, and like I said, look around the league, upsets happen all the time. Who had the Raiders going into Baltimore and winning? Who had the Saints winning as big as they did after what the Cowboys did last week? You just don't know until you know. So, you know, going to Minnesota, I think it's tough. We had Darnold here 3 years ago when he was a Panther, and that was when he got off to that hot early start with Carolina, and he looked like the kind of player the Jets hoped he would be when they drafted him in 2018, and now he's looking like that again for the Vikings here in 2024. You know, this could be another situation like tonight or the Sunday night game, and maybe even last week we had a two-point win and it's a very close game late. You hope you either hang on or come away with a winning drive. This could be very close with the Vikings in their building. I know they have injury issues, Justin Jefferson, etc. And with the Jags, with division games, I don't care what the record is. Those things always seem to be close because they know you, you know them. Everybody hates each other, and it's a lot of fun.
Yes, those are the games that we look forward to. We relish them. You can find Mark Vandermeer online at Texans Voice. How many years, Mark?
I've done every Texans game ever.
I feel like that should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. The only voice the Texans have ever had.
You know, it's funny. Somebody told me I'm the only voice in football, basketball, baseball in this country that's called every game his team has played. But that's because we're so young. That's part of it. You know, the Panthers and Jags are a little bit older than we are, but they've had changes. So I'm just blessed to be here, and I love doing what I do. You know, it's great to be a part of it.
Well, it's a good season to jump on board with the Texans and with Mark. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Good to catch up with you.
Thanks, Amy. Always a pleasure.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.